Yeah, right. Well, when I started in this, I still have it here too. I had a Baofeng handheld UG5RM, 10 watts out high. You know, I ran it on it. I bought a new watt meter and stuff. I ran it on there. It's 9.7. That's good enough for me. But anyway, I'm able to hit Mount Clemens in Detroit here from Warren off of it really well. So when I decide to go over to a base, I just got the DB20 because, you know, and I don't even have to run it on high. I run it on medium mostly. You know, I didn't need no higher, no more. I didn't want to spend the money for more power than what I actually need. Actually, this one does have more power than I need, but it's nice to have. If I kick it on high power, I can key up the Livonia repeater off of it. So that's why I just went with the DB20. You know, it could be 5 watts out. As long as it opens the repeaters on Mount Clemens in Detroit, I'm happy there. As for the one you're talking about, yeah, I think I've seen that. I think I've seen that online. I didn't really stop and look at it, though. Does it automatically receive them bands and not transmit, or do you have to modify to put both receive and transmit them bands in it?